Hello, this is Lynette.
Yeah, this is her, Mrs. Connie.
Yes, of course. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. Now, just very quickly, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that. And were you taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Let me see here. And then was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Meningioma of the brain. Okay. Well, then just very quickly, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Okay, yes.
Let me see. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct, no.
Okay, let me see. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain?
Of the brain, I was diagnosed on December 15th of 2020.
Okay, you said December 15th of 2020.
Correct.
Okay, let me see. And then to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo Provera?
Depo Provera, I used it between, I want to say it was the third week of June 2019 to approximately December 10th of 2020.
Okay, so you used it from June 2019 to December of 2020, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right. And then you said the third week of June. Is it okay if I just put the 21st? June 21st?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's good.
2019. And then you stopped December 10 of 2020.
Correct.
Got it. All right. Let me see here. And then can I just get your date of birth, please?
Yes. March 26, 1987.
Okay. 3/26/1987?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, and then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
The Pfizer brand Depo Provera, yes.
That's the company that makes it, but it was
okay.
The brand Depo Provera, correct?
Yes, correct, yes.
Okay, now... did you use the injectable Depo Provera, or was it the sub-Q or the generic?
The injection.
The injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always Depo Provera.
Okay. And then I know that you already told me the dates of when you started and stopped, but did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. Thank you for that. And then this question, I just have to ask it, but did you use Depo Provera after 1992?
After 1992. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I just have to ask that question.
I was thinking before. I don't know why.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, no, yes. I was a child.
Got it. And then can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. And then let me just make sure that I have your name spelled correctly. It's Lynette, spelled L-I-N-E-T-T-E, correct?
Yes.
Do you have a middle initial or no?
Yes. M for Mary.
Okay.
Mary, yes.
Okay. And then last name is Ayala, spelled A-Y-A-L-A?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. And then, Lynette, can I just get your social, please?
It's 569-935531.
Okay. Let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I got it correct. It is 569-935531?
Correct.
Got it. All right. Thank you for that. And then for your primary email, I have it as ayalamomof3@gmail.com.
Correct. It's ayalamomof3.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Momof3. And then your primary phone number, I have it as 725-270-7701.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm assuming it's a cell phone?
Yes.
All right. And then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Text is easier since I'm at work. Sometimes it's hard to answer.
Okay. If we ever have to give you a call, when is the best time to do that? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Mornings.
Okay.
Yeah, mid-mornings, early afternoon.
Got it. Okay. You work like in the evenings?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. No, that's okay. And then what is your primary contact email or address, your primary address?
3990 Avocado Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89103.
Okay. Is this a house or apartment?
It's a house.
House, okay. Let me see here. And then was the Depo Provera given to you by a doctor or medical staff?
It was a doctor.
Doctor, okay. He's the one that administered it to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then a rough estimate, how many times did you receive the Depo Provera?
About once every 3 months.
Okay. And then you said you used it for a year?
Yes, year and a half.
Year and a half. So how many shots did you get in total? Was it 4 or 5 or 6?
I want to say five.
Okay. Let me see here. Do you remember the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
I do, yes.
What was her last name?
Kwan. So it's K like Kilo, U like Umbrella, H like Henry, N like Nancy.
K-U-H-N?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is the name of the facility where they gave you the Depo?
Oh, the name of the facility. I can't remember the name.
Was it a hospital or was it a clinic?
Oh, it was a clinic. I do remember their address.
Okay. What's the address? I can put it in here.
Uh-huh. It's 4001 South Decatur Boulevard.
How do you spell Decatur?
Hold on, I have to think of it.
Is it D-E-C-A-T-U-R?
Yes, D-E-C-A-T-U-R. And it was Suite 25. Yeah, Suite 25, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89103 is the zip code.
Let me see. I'm trying to see what pops up for that.
I might have it in my contacts.
Okay, yeah, if you could find that for me, please. I'm just trying to find it on here. Let me know if this sounds right. I have center wall primary care or no?
Yes, that's the one, center wall. Center wall.
And then you said it was 4001 South Decatur Boulevard, Suite 25?
It was 4001, so 4001. South Decatur
Boulevard, Suite 25, right?
25, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I found it. Let me see. Center Well. Spring Valley?
It is in Spring Valley, yeah. It's like right by my house.
Okay. Let's see. Center Well Primary Care. primary care. Got it. Okay, and then the phone number that I have for that place, I have it as 725-224-6967.
Does that correct. Right? Yep, that's it. I'm looking at the contacts on my phone. Yeah, that's the correct number.
Got it. Okay, just making sure that I have everything correct. Okay. Got it. Okay. And then was Dr. Kuhn the same one that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
Correct.
Okay. Time to just copy and paste all of this on here. And then the phone number was that one. Okay. The address, I have it here. Got it. Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
So the diagnosis was both. It was actually a CT scan, an MRI, and it was blood test as well.
Okay.
And then they also did tissue biopsy.
Got it. Okay. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you remember their last name?
Dr. Gregory Duds. It's last name spelled D-O-U-D-S.
D-O-U-D-S?
Correct.
Okay. D-O-U-D-S. And then let me see here. Do you remember the name of that facility, or was it also the Center Well?
No. This was at Mountain View Hospital.
Mountain View Hospital. Let me see. I'm going to tell you the address. Let me know if it sounds correct. It is 3100 North Tenaya Way, Las
Correct.
Vegas.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Let me just copy and paste that information. Oh. Okay. And then the phone number that I have for them is 702-962-5000. Does that sound right?
I can give you Dr. Dutch.
Okay, yeah, if you have.
Clinic. Yeah, like, because, you know, they have, like, their own little sections of the hospital.
Yeah, you can give me their direct number if you have it.
Mm-hmm. It's 702-737-1948.
Okay. Got it. 702-737-1948?
Correct.
Got it. Thank you. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was this surgery, chemo, radiation?
I did get surgery for that. I did have a radiation treatment along with chemo for 6 months. And then I had to get an MRI with my doctor every 2 months.
To check up on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had surgery, you had radiation, and chemo, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Was Dr. Dowds the same one that treated you for that?
Yes, correct.
Yes. Okay. Just copy and paste that information there. Okay, let me see. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma?
I was.
You were?
I was hospitalized for 12 days, actually. The longest 12 days of my life.
Oh, I understand. do you remember when you were hospitalized? Like the dates? You were diagnosed December 15th. Did you stay there in December, or did you have
I was diagnosed on the 17th. I had surgery on the 21st, so I was in the hospital from the 21st to the first couple of days of
Okay, so let me see. Give me 1 second. Were you diagnosed with the meningioma December 15 or 17?
No,
the test and everything was on December 17th of 2020 is when they ran everything.
That's when you were diagnosed?
Correct. And then,
oh, okay. I put 15 here. That's why. No,
I am
okay.
So sorry. There's so many dates with
no,
everything
okay. No,
that
no.
I am like, I yeah.
So your date of diagnosis was December
17th. Yeah, because the 15th is when I went and did all the stuff. 17th, I'm looking at my thing on my phone. I know that the test date was on the 17th, and then I had my surgery on the 21st, and I was hospitalized for 12 days after surgery.
So,
yeah, I'm so sorry. So
no, that's okay. No, I know, because I had a 15, and then you said 17, so I was like, oh, hold on, let me backtrack a little bit. Okay, but you were diagnosed December 17 of 2020, correct?
Correct, yes.
Got it. Okay, no, that's okay. It's a quick adjustment here. I just had to go back up and redo that. Okay. Okay, now you were hospitalized December 21st of 2020?
Correct.
And then when were you released from the hospital?
I was released on 01, on the 2nd of 2024. I'm so sorry, not 2024. 2021, I apologize.
Got it. No, that's okay. So you were there from December 21st, 2020 to January 2nd of 2021, correct?
Yeah, 12
Got
days.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do. I would have to look for them. Yeah.
No, that's okay. But you do have them, right?
Yes, I do have everything.
And then would you be able to provide these records by mail or electronically? Or both?
Mostly, yeah. I could do both.
You could do both? Okay. And then for this final part, we do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
I can put my significant other on there.
Okay. They live with you?
Yes.
Okay, you said significant other, and then what's their name, please?
Yes, it's Jed, so J like Jerry, E like Edward, D like dog, last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay,
and then
phone number?
His number is 424, area code 626-6808.
Okay. 424-626-6808?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you know his email address? If not, I can just put yours.
Yes, actually, I do. It's his actual legal name. Let me spell it out. So it's J as in Jerry, E as in Edward, D as in David, E as in Edward, D as in David, I as in Igloo, A as in Apple, H as in Henry, dot Jones, so J-O-N-E-S, 81, at gmail.com.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. And then you said you guys live together, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me just get your address and paste it on there. It was the 3990 Avocado Drive, right?
Correct. Yes.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, everything looks good now. I'm going to go ahead and process these documents now. It usually takes about 24 hours. So you'll probably receive a text message or email from me tomorrow. I'll try to do it first thing in the morning. I'm going to send you the documents for you to quickly sign. That way we can start getting you some help. Okay.
Okay. Sounds
I'll send you a text right after this call. That way you have my phone number in case you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me. Once you sign the documents, you are going to get a call from the attorneys that we partner with in the next 1 to 4 days starting tomorrow. It is very important that you pick up that call because they need to confirm this information with you personally before they can start the case, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Got it. Okay. But yeah, I'll send this through the computer right now. You'll probably get that text or email tomorrow morning for you to just quickly sign the documents, okay?
Okay, sounds beautiful. And what was your name again?
Oh, my name is Oscar. No, that's okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Oscar, for your time and help. I appreciate you a lot.
No, of course. I appreciate your time, too, okay? I wish you the best with this. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.